Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with 2 K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, God evening to all. I'm back again as Justin B. I'm still Justin B. I'm not anybody else. I'm the son of an all-powerful and perfectly loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships. I'm still gratefully and miraculously living in the one day at a time recovery promised by the Big Book and really all recovery materials out there if I work the program. I'm doing my best to do that. And I'm here with the intelligent agent, my sister and spearhead of God's ever advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, say hi and tell us what's important to you right now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nikki M. And I'm just so grateful that Justin does this for us weekly because I don't even barely know how to turn my phone on or off. I still don't have a computer. And what's really important for me today, Justin, is vibrating in authenticity. You know, for years we've been love and tolerance. Love and tolerance is our code. But I'm going to go even deeper and say there's the most highest vibration right now in 2026 is being your authentic self. And that's, I mean, what does that look like? Well, that looks like really working the 12 steps so you can get armed with the facts about who you are. And once you know who you are, you can learn to love who you are and vibrate real, real high. And when you vibrate high, you attract people like Justin B., good guys in the world.
Well, I appreciate that I got the wool pulled over your eyes, Nikki, but no, I'm grateful to be here with you, and I'm grateful to have, man, these conversations I have with Nikki, with David G. in our Big Book Roundtable, and with all of the different people who come and speak on the RECO 12 speaker meetings. I tell you, I have learned more about, oh, God, more about power, more about love, tolerance, authenticity, than I ever did in church or in therapy or in any other place. And I'm so grateful for that and the opportunities to do that within the RECO 12 family of recovery resources. Go check them all out. I think you'll find your own mind and understanding, as Nikki likes to say, overstanding expanded. So Let's dive into this project, the Noodle It Out with Nikki project. If you're new, you need to go listen to a whole bunch of other stuff. You don't have to go back. We don't do this in order. But before you listen to this and then go, you know what? This is really cool. I'm going to go find some other things in previous episodes and dive deep into those solutions too. We bring questions from our everyday life, from our recovery, from people who email us questions. And if you have a question that you'd like us to noodle out, send it to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com. Nikki has two K's, and we'll get to those questions. And then we just noodle through the big book. Go find it page by page. So grab your big book, get a pen, start making lines out, highlights and notes so that you can apply these into your life. So, Nikki, the last time you and I sat and recorded, we talked about kind of the end of a romantic relationship and what to do with that and how to deal with that in a sane way, hopefully. Now I want to bring to you a question about trying to find a beginning of a romantic relationship, but I want to do it in a specific way. You know, so often we hear the term 13th stepping. I go into the room to find somebody to get with, you know, or whether it be a long-term relationship or whether it just be, I just need to connect with somebody for whatever reason, a selfish aspect of it. So let's noodle out finding romantic relationships in the rooms and what that looks like. What does the book say?
Okay, let me prelude with this. Justin and I are here, and I want to read it. It's on page 29, because this is what we're doing. Each individual, that's Justin and me. This is the disclaimer for this episode. That's Justin and I, each individual in our personal stories. That's Justin and mine, experience, strength, and hope. We will describe in our own language, from our own point of view, POV, our particular attitude, our consideration for a matter, that's a point of view, the way we have established our relationship with God in the rooms, okay? Because people say, you know, we're not to have opinions, tradition 10 on outside matters. But Justin and I are sponsors. Justin and I are trusted servants, not bleeding deacons. We watch, we see a lot of stuff, and we're in the rooms of Sex and Love Anonymous, or the SA rooms, any of those people rooms we're in. So we see a lot. So what am I going to say about people who meet in the rooms and how does that work out? It's usually a disaster. It's a disaster. Why? We're sick people helping sick people. I'm in the rooms because I, page 30, I learned I was sick. I'm in the rooms. Why? Because in the doctor's opinion, go in there, my addict life is my only normal one. I'm in the rooms. Why? I can't differentiate the true from the false. You understand? And so I'm going to come in here. Now, a lot of people too in the rooms, they come in and they think they're better. Page 84, this is not an overnight matter. See, slowly you're turning over your alcohol and drugs, and then all of a sudden you're picking up something else. And when I say a disaster, I'm saying a disaster. Why do you say that, Nikki? I say that because here it is. Page 69. We remembered always. I circled the word always, Justin, that our sex powers are God-given and therefore good, neither to be used lightly or selfishly, nor to be despised or loathed. I thank God. I used to go, Justin, oh, why can't I be a heroin addict? Why can't I be a alcoholic? Why did God give me the sex and love disease? Like, why did my alcoholism manifest? Remember, it says it manifests in various ways. Page 22 says our behavior patterns vary. Justin and Nikki M's alcoholism manifested in a sex, love, people obsession, right? That's a fair statement. So, and I was like, oh, I wish I just had alcohol. Now I'm seeing, really, after being here a long time, Justin, most people have a love addiction of some sort or a sex. And oh, they exchange sex for love. And I see it. and I see the women come in. I'm in Toronto, Canada, and I love this subject because I want this sent out to all my friends in Toronto. You just relapsed. You stood at the CA convention. You do the countdown. But what takes you out, Justin, was the men. They can't differentiate the true from the false. They're just sober. It's page 82. Nothing to see here. Sobriety is enough. No, sobriety is not enough. So I'm going to go here and then you come in and let's noodle this out. But it says page 69. We want to stay out of this controversy, me and Justin. And my line out says tradition 10. No opinion on outside matters. Is this helpful? But Justin and I are going to, we're going to get into this controversy because I'm going to be honest with you, Justin. So many people are dying right now. My friends, they meet people in the rooms. But guess what? They're just blotting out their consciousness for security. They're not in love with these people. They need a place to stay because they've lost everything. They're homeless. They don't have any money in addiction. They've picked up a crack pipe. So now they need a place to stay. And guess what? A lot of these people in the rooms now have become saviors. I'm going to save them, including sponsoring. No, we're not. We show you the spiritual kit. We lay it at your feet, says page 25, I think, and you pick it up. And I don't care if you live or die. I am a black belt in Al-Anon and codependency. Go stay. I don't care. Most refuse to see this way of life. So back to page 69, which says, I'm going to stay out of this controversy. I don't want to be the arbiter of anyone's sex conduct. We all have sex problems. But I want to tell you that most people keep forgetting that their sex powers are God-given and not to be used lightly. And then I want to hear from this because I want to roll into not just the rooms. I want to roll into church. I want to roll into everywhere that people are doing this, in your coworkers. You don't get paid, Nikki, to go to work and sleep with your coworker who's been married for 17 years. You destroy his marriage. And then you can't, both of you will never get fired because you're in a union. So it's going to be impossible to, you understand the hell I created, not just for myself, for everybody. Come in, Justin.
Yeah, this is powerful stuff. And I think I want to ask another question to follow up on it before I dive in on more solution, because I want to bring something else into this. Because what if the only social life I have currently is in the rooms or in church, as you said? Where else am I going to go find a connection? Where else am I going to do that? And I bring that kind of as a devil's advocate, because I guarantee a lot of these people that are experiencing these relationships are saying, well, that's the only place I go and interact with people. What other options, or what does the book say? And what are your thoughts on that, Nikki?
I just love that question too, Justin, because I've seen it now. Yes, the first year, Justin, I was in a meeting every day. I wanted to die. I don't think people understand. Sometimes I'd go to 3 meetings a day. Like, I get this. You have to make it your life. But it's not your sex life. You understand? Like, you go in the rooms to get the medicine. I know a guy who went to his therapist and slept with his doctor. We all know these things. I even made a baby with him, and it's part of his story from the podium, and I love him. And it didn't work out well for anybody, including the therapist, the doctor. You understand? So when I understand you are new in this system, you've come in, you just found God, you're in your church, you've just got this new job, you've just got this new way of living in a 12-step room. You're there to learn the steps. You're there to do your job. You're there to serve the coffee at church and be the usher. That's it. That's it. There's no other job you have there. See, that's where people cross the line. It's not helpful. Page 102, your job is to be helpful. So I'm going to go even further and say, if you are in the rooms and you're screaming for your limitations, Nikki, you're screaming for your limitations. I go to meetings 4 days a week. I have to work. Where else am I going to go? I've got the kids on the weekend. I have no, where am I going to meet somebody? It says your purpose, page 77, your real purpose is to be of service. So why don't you go see grandma in the long-term care home? I always suggest that, like, once a week, because you know what? maybe there. And it's not that you're doing it because maybe there you'll meet someone, but you go to visit grandma for 3 years. You don't think that cute little PSW, that nurse, is going to stay attention to you? It's true. I've seen it. I'm going to tell a story, some experience, strength, and hope. One of my cousins is getting married. And I said, oh, is her brother flying in from BC? And I said, oh, is he bringing his ex-girlfriend or his girlfriend? He goes, oh, he's got a new girlfriend, says my cousin. And I said, oh, great. Where did they meet? You want to hear? And this is sponsees out there. I tell you all the time to do this and you don't listen. I didn't tell my cousin to do it. He just did it. And guess who he found? He found a date at the shelter for animals. He was volunteering for 3 years. She was volunteering for 3 years there. One day they had one of these parties, you know, like a, I guess it was a fundraiser, you know, for the whatever. And they met. He was dressed up as, I guess, the dog clown or whatever. And she was, and they were doing, and now they're in love. You understand? Like, and it was just for pure service. That wasn't his intention. So let's go deeper. And then you come in here because it's on page 102. Or is it 101, 100? Let's see. Here it is. It's on page 100. Have I any good social business or personal reason for going to this place? You are going to a meeting to learn God. You are going to church to be of service and learn God. You are going to work to get a paycheck and be of service to the organization, not to sleep with the secretary or not to sleep with the chef de partie, Nikki. You hear me? Question two, or am I expecting to steal a little vicarious pleasure? Like, that's serious stuff. And I had to be careful because my sponsor's in Cocaine Anonymous and I'm a hardcore sex and love addict. And he said, you can go anywhere you're spiritually fit, go into these rooms. There's a lot of good looking men in Cocaine Anonymous. You understand, Justin, I had to work my program real hard because it took me a long time to remember who I am. And then go deeper. If I start sleeping with people in the rooms, what happens? Well, go deeper on this page. Page XXVI. And it says this, the very, not the first paragraph, the very first sentence, right, as he's signing off. You may rely absolutely on anything they say about themselves. Now, if Justin's in the rooms of sex and the Al-Anon rooms and the people rooms and the Coda rooms, and he's sleeping with people, are you going to be able to rely on anything he says about himself? If Nikki walks into the rooms of Cocaine Anonymous, and trust me, they've tried to get at me. And it's always an opportunity to demonstrate God's omnipotence. They don't like me a lot in my rooms because my sponsees and me, and I'm going to say it straight up, we don't fuck in the rooms. And I had to go hard there, Justin, because a lot of people hate me in the rooms. And I'm there because they're dying on this stuff, but they're sober in their golden handcuffs. And you may rely on absolutely anything Nikki M says about herself because I have not slept with one person in the room.
Wow, Nikki, thank you for going into that. You know, as we were talking, because, you know, the S fellowships are my primary fellowship. That's what brought me into the rooms. I thought if I didn't have sex in whatever way it was, I was going to die. And guess what? I'm not going to die. And this takes me, Nikki, I'm going to go outside the big book here for just a second. This is in the white book of Sexaholics Anonymous. This is in the portion called The Solution. And I'm just going to read, just one paragraph. And this is referring to sexually acting out. We discovered that we could stop, that not feeding the hunger didn't kill us, that sex was indeed optional. There was hope for freedom, and we began to feel alive. Encouraged to continue, we turned more and more away from our isolating obsession with sex and self and turned to God and others. And where I want to go with this is, Nikki, why am I there? Is it to find a relationship? If it is, I'm not in the rooms for the right reason. I love what you shared. Go, get outside of sex and self, get outside of self, and go turn to God and others. Go volunteer at the animal shelter, volunteer at the homeless shelter, go at your work, just get deep into your work there And who knows what God does, you know? Be where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and a solution will appear. And as soon as the solution appears, doesn't mean, oh, let's go jump in bed. That's not what that means. It means, let's figure this out. Let's see if this is good for all of our parties. Let's see if we're a healthy relationship and not just one that is looking only for the chemistry, looking only for that spark of, oh, I've got to have more of him, more of her. And I can't live without it. That's going to die out, and it's going to cause pain and destruction in the end with that. So anyways, that's kind of my thoughts. And I love, like I said, Nikki, I love this. Get outside of yourself and go do something for someone else. And it could take 3 years. It could take 10 years. It could take 3 months, and something may happen. So yeah, that's kind of my thoughts. Any further thoughts on that, Nikki?
Well, there's lots, because, you know, it says on page 164, God will disclose more to you and more to us. Justin, you know, I had so many plans and designs. God will constantly. What I want to say this problem is right now with everybody, and here it is. You don't trust God. Straight up. You don't trust God. Straight up. You haven't lived on page 63. We have a friend. He's done a couple podcasts. And I don't know, he drifted out a little bit from our fellowship, Justin, but Joseph O, our Joseph O, he would just say, stay on page 63, just live there. A sincere position. You didn't really take a sincere position. You may have taken a sincere position to not drink, but you didn't take a sincere position to be less and less interested in your plans and designs. You didn't take a sincere position to see what you could contribute to life. Because if you're contributing to life, you will know that when your sisters and your brothers walk in, and the women do it too. I watch the women. They're so sick. I just recently sponsored two people. They are both in Cocaine Anonymous. I found them sober, dying on sex and love addiction. And what happened? They started sleeping together. They didn't even finish their steps practically before they were together. And it's not working out. And I'm just sitting here watching, because I have more than a sixth sense. I have a lot of senses, and I can see things. I can see. And so why would you want somebody when it says we favor hospitalization for the addict who is jittery or befogged? It's imperative their brain be cleared. And you want to approach them for sex? Like, go deeper. This goes real deep. Someone's calling me. There we go. It says, like, this is big stuff. It says, most addicts have to be pretty badly mangled before they commence to solve their problems. Some of you are just in there and you're looking at, that guy's been sober for 20 years, but you're not looking. You're not using the eyes that God gave you. You're not using the brains, says Paige. I think it's 86. God gave us brains to use. And Justin, I'm glad you brought the white book out, because it says on page 87, there are many helpful books. And some of you need to get in to the SLA book, the Al-Anon book, the Overeater book, the SA book, to see, to get armed with the facts about how deadly this disease is. Because you're in a room where people are very badly mangled, even when they're sober. You're in a room where people are hopeless. They're just sober. You don't trust God. You are too interested in your plans and designs. Some of you haven't followed the instructions of this. Let's go back to page 69. You're not even asking God to mold your ideals. And you're not asking God to help you live up to them. You're not doing that. You're not willing. You're not willing to make the amends. You're not doing all these things. You're not in meditation asking God. And let's go deep on this real quick, Justin, because it should be in your book. It's in mine. God is the properly appointed authority for your sex life. Why are you asking your sponsor? You can get, again, what did we say? You can get some POV, some point of view, some experience, strength, and hope. But you aren't sitting quietly, page 13. Justin, come on, let's get honest. I don't do this very often where it says, and I can do it with my neighbors, with every relationship. I'm not testing my thinking by my nude God consciousness within. I'm just going, he's hot. He's a silver fox. I need him. I'm not going common sense would thus become uncommon sense. It's, see, that's happened to me. Common sense is I need to look sexy. I need you to validate me. I need to make your husband sexually intriguing me. No, common sense is don't even look my way. I'm a woman of God. I have a husband and I will never, ever look at you again like that. I rarely sit quietly when I'm in doubt. I just start getting weird. I never rarely ask only for direction and strength to meet my problems as God would have me be. Wow, I'm really failing in this department. Mm-hmm. Never was I to pray, Justin. Come on, I'm always praying. Gimme, 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 never gets. And then only might I receive. And it's true, Justin, in great measure. My God, I'm counting your grandbabies. I know mine are coming, but I am going in great measure. Like, remember, everybody, like, I didn't meet my guy in the rooms. I trusted God. And then I was on a vacation in Cuba with my fabulous gay men turning 50. And I was like, why do we have to go at Christmas? Oh, that's right. He's born at Christmas. I have to pay more. Oh, I have no one to share the room with. Single supplement, extra $1,000. I'll never forget it, Justin. I was sitting quietly that day in my beautiful hotel room in Cuba. And I looked up at the stars and I said, God, I'm really ready for a relationship. I'd been single a long time, working the program, sponsoring, doing the dues, just saying, I'm ready, God. You know, come on, I need someone to share this hotel room with. And then the next day, he didn't share my hotel room on this trip, Justin. I'm a good girl. But the next day, you know, I was at a fancier hotel, which was his, getting a massage on the beach because mine wasn't as fancy. And there was this guy from Luxembourg. And I'm like, where's that? Germany? And he had these weird accents. And I was like, oh, my God. And I said, well, walk me back to my friends. You're young. Have a good life. But I said, if you ever want to come to Canada, you know, bring a girlfriend. I don't entertain. Here's my number, because he was a world traveler and he'd never been to Canada. And at that time, I was in love with my city before COVID. So I get any. And then he called me and goes, I really like you. And I was like, wait, what? I'm older and I only speak English. And here we are 7 years later, almost soon to be eight. We're going in 3 weeks to, you know, he's going to turn 40. I'm actually even paying for the vacation and I don't have a job. I mean, that's the miracles God would do. And he's pretty fancy and it's a pretty fancy vacation and I'm getting all that. So if you're out there going, why me, God? Stay longer. Stay longer. And Justin, you give him some final thoughts here because you also see miracles. If you're here and you're scared and you don't think you can renew your relationship, Justin is more in love with his wife. I'm going to sign off right here so you can speak about it. I love you. No, you muted. Unmute. You muted the other way.
Nikki, I'm glad you're here to help me run this thing. I can barely turn on my own phone. You know, this is so funny. Anyways, what you just said there at the end, when I am in a committed relationship and not want my eyes not wandering, looking for what's better, what's more attractive, what's hotter, what's quicker, what's whatever. And I'm really devoted and diving deeper to try and strengthen that using the ideals that God has, that me and God have set aside, saying, okay, this is what my sex ideals are. Because you, God, have told me that, I can really, really love my wife. I can really, really love that person that I am, that God has put in my path. And it's not just an ends to getting off. It's not just a means to getting off, a means to being accepted, a means to feeling like a man. I mean, you know, it's not that. It is a connection that is so much deeper, so much more meaningful, and it's not empty. My invitation to you out there who are thinking, but I've got to have a relationship. Well, maybe you do. But where you're looking for it, if I'm looking for it in the rooms, and if I'm going to the rooms for that purpose, to find somebody that may just be that person. If I'm going to church for that purpose, that may find somebody there that would be good. That's not the right mindset to do it. If I'm going to the rooms to recover, to share experience, strength, and hope, to hear experience, strength, and hope, and to apply experience, strength, and hope, that's what I'm there for. If I'm at church to get closer to God, whatever that looks like, that's what I'm there for. If you're like Nikki and I and a sex and love addict, if our sole purpose for going on vacation is to find a relationship, well, that's not the right reason to go on a vacation. But if it happens because I'm there to renew, refresh, celebrate with somebody, you know, whatever that may be, and something happens, awesome. It's amazing. And then find out if that's, you know, be healthy. Don't be so impulsive. So anyways, Nikki, I think that's what I want to share. Do you have any final words before I take us out?
I think we should go here. It's page 98 real quick. Because that's not, God's plans are so much bigger than me, everybody. I didn't want to meet a guy in another country. Long distance relationships, those aren't for the faint at heart, Justin. So here we go. Let me turn to page 98. I just want to say this. You guys, job, no job, partner, no partner. We simply do not stop acting out, obsessing, so long as we place dependence upon other people ahead of dependence upon God. Justin and I are here to burn the idea into the consciousness. We're waking up your consciousness of every human, every spirit having a human experience, that you can get well regardless of anyone or anything. The only condition is that you listen to our podcast, Trust God and Clean House.
Make sure you listen to that podcast and share it with others, guys. If this has been meaningful to you and you're working with somebody, whether a sponsor, sponsee, somebody in the rooms, share it with them. And you don't have to do it like, dude, you need to pay attention to this. It can be this was helpful to me. Maybe I wonder if it's helpful to you. So anyways, keep coming back, guys. Stay, get into the work and keep working it, because you are worth it.